Always great to catch up with Peter Snowden, especially when the Snowdens have a two-pronged major assault on the features over the weekend. Good morning to you, Peter. How are you going?
Michael, good, thank you. Good.
Good to chat to you. Before I ask you about your horses tomorrow, have you given much thought as to what you will do with your spring team, trying to split them between Victoria and New South Wales with the border bans and everything that's transpiring at the moment?
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. What it means, though, is when we do go to Melbourne, they stay in Melbourne. That's what we've got to work out. Just exhaust all avenues here, and then and when we do go down, we stay there. The way the rules are at the moment, you can't bring them back once they're there, so you've got to make sure this race you have and the target you're heading to, the right sort of race you're leading up to it. As I say, don't get luxury, you have to come back to Sydney if you wish. It's just when you go to Melbourne, you stay there.
And movement for yourself and Paul as well the quarantine that needs to be put in place?
That's a bit of an issue. I think we can go down okay, but just got to, when we come back, there's an issue. But it's very testing, trying times for everyone. It's not just us, everyone's involved, and it's a tragic thing, something we've never seen before. Hopefully, never see again. Mm. But it just makes our job hard. But we're lucky we've got a job. There's other poor buggers there who've got nothing. You got to really feel for them. But so, look, we can work around what we need to do, and I'm sure we'll get a result somewhere.
Yeah, perspective needs to be taken in all of this, isn't it? But would you send Paul down here to be based in Melbourne for the majority of the spring carnival at some period?
Yeah, there's a good chance. We have our own stable at Flemington, so we're very lucky there. So we don't need to bring staff. It's just that all we need to do is send the horses. So, and they'll pretty well be ready to go when they get there. But that is a scenario we're thinking about doing, yeah.
Mm. Well, we get to see Hightail. He'll be a Victorian throughout the carnival then, and he resumes in the Ori Star. And look, he's a horse that's shown a lot of ability in his career. How's he going first up?
No, happy with him. He's only come off a bit of a freshen up.
He hasn't
that long ago, yeah. But he's going really well. He's a really tough horse. He's raced in Melbourne a few times before. Never been down the straight before. That's the only thing. But he's a fresh horse. He's easy to ride. And he's a straight track horse. I think it'll suit him. He gets back, he likes to be held up, and there's good speed in that race, so hopefully he gets his chance tomorrow.
He's drawn gate 2. We're probably going to get a little bit of rain, so we're probably going to be on a genuinely soft track. How do you think he'll handle that?
Oh, look, he's won on heavy. He won the Gold Coast Guineas on a heavy, but his preferred surface is no worse than probably a 6 or a 7. So if he gets no worse than that, I think we'll be okay. But he gets through most ground. He's very genuine. That's the thing about him. He's very honest. He hardly ever runs a bad race, and he's an easy horse to ride.
He's got Dean Yendall on board, so good to see you using Dean Yendall as well on a Saturday.
Yeah, Dino's been riding a few wins for us lately, so I've had a bit of luck with him. So I think he's suited him as well. So good luck to both of them.
Looking forward to seeing the return of rulership in Sydney. He created a huge impression on debut, and he didn't perform too poorly down here in the major two-year-old races, the Blue Diamond. Has he come on as a three-year-old?
Well, it's probably you'll find it out that tomorrow. But look, I'm happy enough with his work. He definitely has got physically stronger. He was a bit disappointed in mine last prep for what he showed early. I thought he might have been the real deal, but when he met the better horse, he did struggle a touch, but he did have a little issue, niggling issue, nothing major, but he's grown out of all them now, and he seems a much freer horse in his action. His only little question mark in him, the forecast of power of rain today, tomorrow, if we get that, I probably wouldn't run him. The only run he had on a heavy track up here, he didn't get through it at all, so I wouldn't waste him on a track that he doesn't like because he's going too well. But anyway, if we don't run here, we've got to send him in again and 3 weeks' time if we don't run on Saturday. But I really would like to run him Saturday because he's ready to go. He's had one official trial and one unofficial trial, so he's quite forward. And drawing Barry 2 in a race he should nearly get control of, it would definitely give him his best chance of running well.
Have these heavy tracks been a headache for you in Sydney as well, where you kick off your good horses?
Oh, look, it's winter. Well, the good thing is our tracks here are in pretty good order. We've got a really good poly track here to work them on, so it has affected our work, which we would have done in previous years when we had the dirt here at Randwick. It would have been a nightmare trying to get them ready. But we missed no work. The horses are on track to where they should be at this part of their preparation. But, just unfortunately, not all horses get through wet tracks on race day. And that's their biggest issue. It's something you can't control. And you've just got to hope you work through it and the weather starts to turn the right way. know, it's marvellous we've had everything this year, including a very bad drought. We're getting rain now, we're still whinging, so it's been a tough year.
Senior Fox is a horse that seems to get through the wet track, though. It was a good win in the Ramorny last time we saw him. You decided to stay in Sydney. How's he going?
He's going really well. He's just found a new lease of life. Changed his work a bit the last couple of months and has really turned the horse on. His form has been excellent. Actually, he's a bit the other way. He's definitely a bit on top of the ground. We've scratched a few times because of heavy traction. That'll be the case tomorrow if it gets any worse than a seven. He's another one. So we actually went to grass and had that rain there for a month. When we got there, it rained on the day. I think he's a rainmaker, this bloke. But he managed to get through it. He won. Got down straight to, I think, a five or a six just before his race, but he managed to get through it and win. But he's definitely been on top of the ground.
All right. Well, tell us, does California Longbow get through the wet? He's 3-0 on the heavy, so you may not have that many runners tomorrow.
Yeah, he's not too bad. He's 3-0 on heavy ground. He did have issues with it. Problems with him last time in, and that's had a bit to do with his performances, but this time in he's been consistent. He's handled soft tracks okay. It was quite wet the other day when he ran a close fourth, beaten the length, and similar sort of horse he's meeting tomorrow. And now he's had a run at 2400, only makes him better the second time round, so I think he's got a legitimate chance tomorrow.
And how's King's Legacy progressing?
Well, yeah, really good. He's having his first trial on next Tuesday. Have another one on the 25th, and he starts racing the second week of September. So he's on track. He's going well. He looks very, very good, and hopefully can bring that good form to the races this time through.
What level do you think he could get to? I see you've thrown a nom in as you have to for a Cox Plate of a 3-year-old of his calibre. But where do you think he'll end up?
Well, it's hard to say. I won't put too much pressure on him. You're going to spot him now, really. But look, he's two group ones, he won well. But he's got to go up another level now, and the Golden Rose gives a bit of an indication where he's at. But certainly the Guineas and races they're on after, I'm quite confident 2,000 metres won't be a problem for him. But no doubt we'll learn more about him when he gets to the races.
Have you got a winner for the RSN listeners today? You've got one at Ballarat and you've got a couple at Canberra.
I think race two at Canberra is our best. It's a bit short, but it's probably our best for the day.
All right, race two, number six at Canberra. Good on you, Peter. Great to catch up. Good luck over the weekend.
Cheers, Michael. No worries.